Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review. I am Markus Hippi. On today's show, we are getting into the festive spirit and we'll be heading to three record stores around the globe for some last-minute gift ideas. We'll go to Honest John's in London, the Analog Vault in Singapore, and Good Records in New York City to conjure up a few ideas for you, whether you are into jazz, pop, Christmas classics, or even African high life. There is something for everyone. Stay tuned. We begin things over in Singapore, where Monocle's Zayana Surgifli headed to the Analog Vault to see which records they have been spinning this year and what Singaporeans listen to at Christmas.
Hi, my name is Matthew Zakir. I'm the store manager for the Analog Vault in Singapore's Esplanade Mall, and here are my picks for Christmas. So first off, it's a local Singaporean artist who signed to the Universal Music label. His name is Charlie Lim, with his album Time and Space. It was released not too long ago, sometime in late November. And the reason why it's good for Christmas is, I think it's hard to come by with good local jazzy, neo-soul kind of artists. And that's also in line with what our store is selling, which is mostly jazz, hip-hop, and electronica. So do pick it up soon. Remember the time when all the terms were simple. Holding out the doubt for better days. And our next pick is a jazz album. It's by Jack DeJohnette, Ravi Coltrane, Matthew Garrison, and it's called In Movement. It's pressed by a German jazz label called ECM, and I think it's great for Christmas because it's a real haunting and smoky jazz album. Really good for the rainy nights and days ahead, so it's good for when you're chilling. And also, Ravi Coltrane is John Coltrane's son, who's one of the greatest all-time jazz musicians of all time. And last but not least is an upcoming UK indie artist. She's called Now, with her album For All We Know. And it's also one of my personal favourite releases this year. So she'll actually be playing for Laneway Festival next year. So she does a pretty good blend of electro, R&B, and pretty funky sounds. So do check it out soon.
So Matthew, what do Singaporeans like to listen to over Christmas period?
Well, definitely they do ask for more Christmas theme albums, and also I think more jazz albums. So definitely all the classic jazz artists like Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday. So they do get more movement then, because I think they do want more of the Christmas vibe and feel, which they do get from these classic artists. Personally, my favorite Christmas song is by Frank Sinatra, and it's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. We don't really have that at the store right now, but we can always bring it in if you want.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be.
From all of us at the Analog Vault, we wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
To New York now, Clarissa Farr nipped over to Good Records in the East Village for their festive picks.
Hey, what's up? This is Johnny from Good Records NYC in New York City on 5th Street. just in general, giving the gift of music, you know, every record that I own, I remember kind of where I got it. And it's something that solidifies a relationship and helps a relationship grow, whether that's your friend or your brother or sister or a girlfriend or boyfriend or just somebody you just met. It's something that ties you to them on a kind of ongoing basis. There's a conversation piece. It's a, you know, it's something that you return to and you always think about that person. So it's a wonderful gift. I have some topical seasonal Christmas gifts, maybe a little left field. I started out with Brian Eno because I know a lot of folks are traveling for the holiday, and this is Music for Airports. It's a beautiful ambient soundscape that I think was originally intended to be played in airports. And so, you know, it's a great thing for when you're traveling to relax or even to put on at home. I would give this to, well, I would hope that somebody would give it to me, first of all, if I didn't already have it, but I would give it to the avid traveler or the person who needs a quiet, relaxing space in their life. What's up next is a great little record by a group called Woo, that's W-O-O, and the title is It's Cozy Inside. And this was a group that recorded in the late 80s in England, and it's kind of recently rediscovered. And they make really beautiful, solitary but charming music that is great for evenings at home or a rainy day or a snowy day. Very mellow, but also very deep and effective. My last pick is a real rare and incredible record by Fela Ransom Kuti and Africa 70. Fela, of course, is known for his, you know, incredible, like, scintillating Afrobeat style from Nigeria, but this particular record, it's called Expensive Shit, and I thought that title kind of related to me to kind of like the consumerist feeling that we all kind of maybe we start to get at the beginning of the Christmas season, and by the end of the Christmas season we're all kind of bummed out by it. And you know, Fela was a revolutionary dude, and I'm kind of feeling that way at this particular time of year. So, and this is a real hard title to find by him. It's something we only get maybe once a year, so I wanted to pick that one out too. There's a couple of James Brown Christmas records that I always break out around this time. But another record that I play a lot around this time of year is It Was a Very Good Year by Della Reese. It's a just, you know, wonderful, great, funky workout that kind of always makes me feel good to be tying another year together and closing it out rather than feel bad about it. I can recall as though it were yesterday. Everything seems so clear. Memories are things time cannot wash away. These are my cherished years. When I was 17, it was a very good year.
We'll end the show here in London. For some uplifting and summary picks, Gaia Lutz whizzed up to Notting Hill to meet the guys at Honest John's Records. Here is what they recommended.
Well, my name is Alan Schofield. I'm one of the owners of Honest John's Record Shop. Without meaning to, I've realized that there's a little theme running through this selection, which is that these are all African records. So the first thing is a very nice LP, looks beautiful, produced by our friends in Portland, Oregon, Mississippi Records, which is a shop and label, a bit like Honest John's on the West Coast. A lot of people will have come across this really interesting woman whose name is a real mouthful, and we'll give it a go. Emmahoy Segue Mariam Gebru, who is an Ethiopian nun, now in her 90s, living in Jerusalem, who is a pianist. There's been a CD out for many years that we sell week in and week out just because it's such an unusual record and so interesting and beautiful. And then now we have a couple of very nice vinyl copies. She plays very simple, just piano. It's very quiet. It's a bit like Satie, or maybe there's a bit of sort of ragtime in there. It's very contemplative, very strange, and quite beautiful and hypnotic. So going from sort of quiet and prayerfulness to something a lot more funky and sort of full-on, a record by the Ndaga Rhythm Force. This is a project that's started by a really close friend of ours, Mark Ernestis, who's a Berliner and who is the kind of guy behind a whole fascinating and brilliant movement of music coming out of Berlin going back into the 80s. So Mark's been involved in really important player in the music world for many, many years. And he recently started going to Senegal to sort of pursue his musical passions, and now spends quite a lot of time in Dakar and produces and sort of works with this group called Ndaga. And they've been going now 4 or 5 years. And this is 10, 12 people, lots of drums, lots of hand drums, very percussive. Electric guitar, bass, drum kits, singing, a real musical stew, drawing on, you know, Senegalese forms like Balax, I think is the name of the... But with Mark's presence as a producer and as somebody who is a genius for sort of boiling music down to its basics, it's really hitting its stride now. And this album that's come out just a few months ago, Yermande, is, in our opinion, definitely one of the records of the year. Well, sort of continuing with Mark Ernestis in a way, this is another record to recommend, is a new release on our label, a brass band from Lagos called Obadika. Songs, Yoruba songs, beautiful, really warm music that puts a smile on your face. Bass lines played by the tuba, really great horn lines. These are guys that play in church and they play around town. They play with reggae music, the Nigerian reggae scene, which is quite sort of its own little thing and quite busy. They're the kind of horn lines on most Nigerian reggae records. This is music made for fun and for love. There's, as I sort of related to this album, Mark, the guy we were just talking about who did the Ndaga project, has done a 10-inch single as a remix of one of the tracks. And so he's given it the kind of Mark Ernestis mix. And that's so that sort of goes hand in glove with this album. This is something I was playing this morning, and I work in the basement usually, and I hear music upstairs. And this week, everybody working upstairs has been playing this record, and I keep kind of running upstairs. What is this record? What is this beautiful high? We're back in Lagos, in high life, so 60s, 70s music. And the guy's name, this is a record put out by our friends in Paris called Superfly Records, and Superfly do great reissues and compilations and mainly straight reissues. This is a record by a guy called Sir Waziri Oshoma. Get this album. It will make you feel good. And this is, we all need that because it's not been a good year. Let's face it. We need a smile on our face. And we need to defeat the forces of darkness. And this is going to help us.
And
that brings us to the end of today's show. You have been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Markus Hippi. This show was produced by Holly Fisher. Join us again at the same time tomorrow when we'll be talking Christmas at the theatre. But for now, goodbye from me and thank you for listening.